If builders built houses the way programmers built software, the first woodpecker to come along would destroy civilization. It's true, because when an experienced programmer sees a bug, they typically feel nothing and do nothing, because fixing it will just create 5 more bugs. Unfortunately, not all bugs can be ignored, like when the oxygen tank for Apollo 13 exploded, or when your production servers go down and cost your company money. Today's video might change your life, because you'll learn how to instrument, collect, and visualize telemetry data from your server, thanks to the magic of OpenTelemetry and the LGTM stack. Not only will this help you visualize and detect anomalies in your software if you self-host on your own VPS, but most importantly, these beautiful data visualizations will make your boss think you're highly productive. To get started, there are 5 technologies we need to learn: OpenTelemetry, Grafana, Prometheus, Tempo, and Loki. It sounds intimidating, but it's easier than you think. Let's put 60 seconds on the clock to learn them. OpenTelemetry is an industry standard framework that collects telemetry data from software, things like metrics, logs, and traces, while being vendor agnostic, so it works with any programming language. But to use it, you need a backend to store and visualize the data. And that's where LGTM comes in. G is for Grafana, and it's the front-end UI where you can visualize your data. You can also set up alerts, create dashboards, and waste thousands of hours here. Then P is for Prometheus, and it's a time series database for storing metrics. T is for Tempo, and it's a database for storing traces, while L is for Loki, a database for storing logs. Metrics, traces, and logs are the holy trinity of software observability. A metric consists of multiple data points over time, like CPU usage. A trace tracks the flow of requests across multiple services to pinpoint bottlenecks. And of course, logs are logs. Collectively, this forms the OTel LGTM stack, where data is collected with OpenTelemetry, stored in these databases, and visualized with Grafana. If that all sounds complicated, don't worry. I thought I was too stupid to host something like this myself, but over the next few minutes, we'll have our own telemetry framework up and running like a true professional. The first thing we'll need is a server, and today we'll be using Hostinger, the sponsor of today's video. They provide a wide range of hosting services, and in our case, a Linux virtual private server that's perfect for this project. And currently, they're running their biggest sale of the year, which will last until the 15th of February. The KVM2 plan that I'm using here today is available at $5.99 per month for 24 months, a massive discount of 67%, and an incredible price for the amount of horsepower you get, 2 CPUs and 8 gigabytes of RAM. On top of that, Fireship viewers get an additional 10% off using the discount code Fireship. But now that we know where to get a server, we need to deploy the LGTM backend. Luckily, we won't have to install every component individually, and instead can use this Docker image provided by Grafana. If you're not already familiar with Docker, check out this video, but you don't have to be an expert because we can spin up a server on Hostinger with Docker pre-installed. It'll first bring you to a setup page that looks like this. In fact, now that we're on this page, you'll notice how we can self-host almost anything here, like WordPress, Coolify, Supabase, a plain Linux server, or in our case, we'll go with the base Docker server, which itself is just Ubuntu with Docker pre-installed. After we go ahead and set that up, we'll have the option to set up SSH keys, which I would highly recommend doing, but for now, all you really need is a password for the root Linux user. Now, once the server is up and running, we can go to the management dashboard, and you'll find instructions on how to connect with SSH, or secure shell. You go ahead and copy your IP address, then open up the terminal and run SSH root, which is the user, at that IP. And now we have admin access to the mainframe of our Hostinger server. At this point, we can run the Docker command to verify that the Docker daemon is alive and well. Looks good. Now let's go ahead and run the Docker image for OTel LGTM. On the first run, that'll take a minute to pull the Docker image from the cloud, but eventually you should have Grafana running on localhost. Now open up the browser and go to your IP address on port 3000, and you should be able to log into Grafana as admin. Congratulations, you're now running the LGTM stack. Everything looks good to me, but one disclaimer is that this Docker image is not intended for production, but it is a great way to learn and experiment with these technologies. But Grafana on its own is useless unless you have it connected to a data source. As you can see under connections, there's all kinds of different ways we can connect to data in the cloud, but in this case, we already have connections for Loki, Prometheus, and Tempo. We just need to populate them with some data. The best way to do that is to run an application with your favorite language and framework. For me recently, that's been Dino to run TypeScript on the server. Fireship Pro members have a full course for that as well, but one feature you may not know about is its built-in telemetry support. If you build a server with Dino, it'll automatically run traces on your server and will also collect all the console logs you forgot to remove from your code. But in addition to that, you can also create your own custom traces and metrics. Like maybe I want to create a metric in Prometheus that tracks the average request time. Well, I can do that with OpenTelemetry by creating a meter, then I can send data to that meter for whatever code handles a request. Or I could define a tracer to track the lifecycle of a function. Like in this case, I'm creating a span that wraps a database query, which would allow us to keep track of errors and other anomalies. So pretty cool, but now it's time to run this Dino app on my server. I have Dino installed here already, so I just run the Dino run command on this file. And now I can access this web application on our IP address at port 8000. And you'll see that usually we get a successful request, but every once in a while we get an error. Without telemetry, we'd have to wait for our users to send us angry emails and then dig through our server logs to find the error. But now, thanks to the LGTM stack, we can just go straight into Grafana and analyze everything there. Let's click on Explore and first check out the logs. The data source here is Loki, and you'll notice that we have a large number of error logs. We can then filter them and start to figure out where they're coming from. If we go to Metrics, we can see all kinds of data automatically being collected for Prometheus, and Prometheus has its own query language that we can use as well. And then finally, we can go to Tempo to look at Traces, which provides a node graph and histogram for the performance on our server. And that's really just the tip of the iceberg. When deploying a telemetry backend, you also need to think about security, but luckily since we deployed to Hostinger, their Vanguard DDoS filtering and firewall config will help guard against harmful traffic and threats. Let me know if you want to see more tutorials like this. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.